Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Hi, this is English in the News of ICRT. I'm Jane Lee. I haven't talked to you for quite a while because we've been really busy with some of our coworkers on vacation. But today we're going to talk about keep something or somebody at bay. Now here, the bay is very different from like San Francisco Bay. Bay here has nothing to do with water. To keep something or somebody at bay means to keep something or somebody away from you, to keep them at a distance, or to prevent something dangerous or unpleasant from happening and from coming too close. 阻止某件事情的发生，或者是阻止某个，通常是指比较不好的、负面的事情，或者是某种疾病的发生，这个叫做 keep something at bay。那这个 something 也可以是人，你让某个人不能靠近你，或者某个东西或某件事情不能靠近你，都可以用这个片语 to keep something or somebody at bay。So the word bay originally is from a verb. It means dogs barking. The wolves or the dogs are baying at the moon. 狼群或者是狗对着这个月亮狂吠。这里的 bay 就是一个动词。那 keep something at bay 的意思很可能是早期的时候猎人带着猎犬出去打猎的时候，他们会让猎犬围着这个猎物，假如发现了某个猎物，那猎犬会先围着这个猎物，也许先不上前攻击，那猎人呢，则是站在这个猎犬的外围，准备用射箭或者是用别的方式来杀死这个猎物。所以让凶猛的猎物，比如说熊啊，或者是更大型的动物，跟你保持距离，跟猎人保持距离，就用了这样子的一个片语 keep something or keep the animal at bay。不过这当然是语言学家的推测啊，是不是真的来源是这样，我们并不确定。但是可以确定的是 bay 这个字在这里跟海湾是没有关系的。 We have two examples from the dictionary. First one, these butterfly caterpillars have a powerful poison that helps keep their predators at bay. Butterfly caterpillars 就是讲蝴蝶的幼虫，蝴蝶的幼虫有的有鲜艳的颜色，特别是比如说像斑蝶、紫斑蝶或是青斑蝶，它们的幼虫都有非常鲜艳的颜色，这其实是一个警告色，告诉那些喜欢吃幼虫的肉食动物，不要来吃我，我是有毒的。所以它这个 helps keep their predators at bay, 就是说这个毒性会让其他的肉食动物不要靠近它们，不要靠近这些蝴蝶幼虫。Example number two, the antibody helped keep the man's HIV at bay for years.在 HIV 指的就是艾滋病毒 ，antibody 是抗体，它这种某种抗体，这也许是科学家发展出来的某种抗体，可以帮助这个病人的艾滋病毒 at bay for years, 多年来不会真正的侵犯它。Let's take a look at how this phrase is used in English. Actually, I've come up with quite a number of examples here, and they are all in the titles of the news stories. One is from BBC, and the other four are from Huffington Post. Huffington Post is an online news agency. And so the first one, Maori Hakka in language may keep dementia at bay.毛利人的战舞，眼睛会睁得很大，身上会穿着那种毛利人的传统的服装，然后会发出吼叫的声音。这种战舞以及毛利族他们的语言，有可能让失智症远离他们。这是 BBC 的一篇报道。那另外四个标题，新闻标题，第一个 How to keep brain fog at bay。如何远离脑中的迷雾，有的时候你会觉得脑子昏昏沉沉的，完全没有办法专心， 有可能是因为睡眠不足，但是科学家认为也有可能是别的原因，所以他这篇报道主要就是讲如何让脑里面的那些很不清楚很混沌的那种感觉远离。 Three tips to keep self-doubt at bay, 这也是那种蛮典型的如何自救的 各种诀窍或各种说明。他这地方 self-doubt 就是总是在怀疑自己，对自己没有信心。那 three tips 就是三个诀窍，三个他告诉你三个秘诀来让你的 self-doubt at bay, to keep it at bay, 就是远离自我怀疑 要怎么做，他告诉你三种方法。第四个标题 Can an apple a day keep your cardiologist at bay? 有谚语说 An apple a day keeps the doctors away. 一天吃一个苹果可以让医生远离你。那这地方 跟那个谚语其实意思很像哦。Can an apple a day keep your cardiologist at bay? 一天吃一个苹果是不是可以让心脏医生，不是普通医生哦，是特别的心脏医生，可以不要靠近你。所以呢，这个研究报道显然是在说吃苹果对保护心脏可能有莫大的好处。这是这个 keep something 或者 somebody at bay 用在新闻标题里面的一些例子。那另外还有一个例子是来自 CNN 的 There's a good chance you are thinking of ways to live healthier in the new year. Whether you want to drop 10 pounds, improve your cholesterol, or have more energy, we have 5 food-related New Year's resolutions that will help you achieve your goals. Number 1. Mindful eating. 2. Cook at home. 3. Meatless one day a week. 4. More fruits and veggies. 5. Water.Being adequately hydrated can help you to ward off fatigue, keep hunger at bay, and boost metabolism. It keeps your body running efficiently, allowing it to work smarter, not harder, said Caroline Passarello, a registered dietitian and spokeswoman for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.这篇报道是 CNN 在1月1号元旦当天登出来的一篇报道，它是在讲啊，每一个人在过新年的时候总是会有一些新的决心，我今年一定要做到哪些目标。那它这里面讲到要怎么样过比较健康的生活呢，那这应该是从饮食着手，所以它就列举了五个专家所推荐的五个动作你可以做的。第一个就是 mindful eating, 就是要注意你的饮食。第二个 cook at home,每天在家里开火，在家里开火的话总是会吃的比较健康。第三个 meatless one day a week, 每周至少一天没有肉啊，完全吃素。然后第四个 more fruits and vegetables, 要吃多一点蔬果类的东西。然后第五个 water, 多喝水。他这边就讲喝水的好处 Being adequately hydrated can help to ward off fatigue, keep hunger at bay, and boost metabolism.那多喝水有哪些好处呢？足够的水分可以抵抗疲倦 fatigue, 疲倦，远离饥饿感 keep hunger at bay, 并且促进新陈代谢 metabolism, 就是新陈代谢。那这边这位专家他本身也是营养师，他说呢，水可以让你的身体运作更有效率，让身体更聪明，而不是更用力的工作。This is how keep something at bay used in news.Thank you very much for listening to English in the News. I'm Jane Lee. You can also find English and Chinese scripts on our website, on ICRT's official website, and there is a section called News Blog, 新闻部落格. And you can find the photos and all the scripts there, and that would help you understand better how to use Keep Something at Bay.